Hi everybody, welcome to the Week 10 Staff Podcast. This week I want to concentrate on the SACE results that were released this morning. I'm really keen to get the positive messages out because there are lots of them. So Tash is with me to go through some of the data that we've been able to have a look at today, and obviously there'll be some more information that will come out over time. So over to you, Tash. It'd be great to hear some of the real positives that have come out from this morning's news.
Okay, and Todd's right, there are lots and lots of positives today. We have an increase of 13% overall SACE completion across both sites, which is 28% increase at the main site, so we hit 78, and the flow enrolments have increased SACE completion by 5% in this past year. If I look at some of our Aboriginal cohort, we've got 100% of the main site ATSI students have completed their SACE, and an overall 21% increase in ATSI SACE completion across both sites. All of our SASTA results were between A- and C, and Portia O'Brien achieved an ATAR of 57.45. Our students with disabilities, we got the 100% mainstream SACE completion, 75% in the special class, and that gives us a 54% increase overall for students with a disability and 20% increase flow enrolments. For our students after an ATAR, we ended up with 7 students above 90, 7 more in the 80s and 7 more in the 70s, which gives us 60% of our ATARs over 70. Our ducks is Abby Hodgkiss with 94.55, and then the others in the 90s have been Ali Hamnett, Katie Freak, Erin Leeson, Shelley Toff, Hannah Williams and Kai Robinson. And our 7 in the 80s are Lucy West, Yamaya Coleman-Smith, Courtney Shepherdson, Lara Curtis, Chloe Lutz-Shelton, Ashley Canty and Tess Imey. All of those scores are pre-adjustment factors or bonus points, so most of those will end up with something in the 90s. For our students that achieved in the A band, we have one A plus this year, and that's a Year 11 student, Cameron Akerst, who got an A plus for research project, which is really fantastic. 26 of our students got 53 A's, sorry, 27 students, including one from Cummins in Clive's class, which is about 24% more A's than we had last year. And if I look across the last two years, the students that have the most in the A band are Katie Freak has 6 A's, Abby Hodgkiss and Shelley Toth 5, Hannah Williams 4. Those with 3 are Yamaya Coleman-Smith, Ali Hamnett, Kai Robinson, Courtney Shepherdson and Lucy West. And those with 2 are Cameron Akerst, Lara Curtis, Tess Imey, Tasha Jordison, Chloe Lutz-Shelton, Shani Steckel and Jasmine Tiariki. Obviously with Cameron coming back next year to do the rest of his Stage 2 subjects as well. Really pleasing was the moderation effects this year. So we've put in 273 total grades to the SACE board. 256 of them, there was no change in your school assessment. 16 grades went down and 1 went up. So that's a fantastic effort to keep around the mark for our marking. Obviously, I pushed Community Studies B conversions a lot this year, and we put in 17 classes of those conversions, which gave us 29 grades, and 24 of those were a passing grade. That has given us 11 students that have used Community Studies B to gain their SACE and would have otherwise been unsuccessful. Heard our SACE completion would likely have been about 64%, but it ended up at 78%. There are 7 more students that have used Community Studies B and a passing grade to get closer to gaining their SACE but haven't quite got there.
Awesome results, just amazing. I think everybody should be proud that have been involved either this year for this cohort but also the preceding years because we know that the SACE journey is over a 5-year period. I think it's really clear that the work that we've done about simplifying our site improvement plan to be factors including SACE improvement, Aboriginal students and students with disabilities. Those key indicators, I think we've met on each point, some with astonishing improvements. So well done, everybody involved. What are some of the learnings, Tash, that we can take out of in preparation for the 2019 plans?
So if I look at the three most important things that we need to work on to keep improving this for all of our students, it would firstly be our external exam results, many of which were a fair bit lower than school grades or similar school assessment types. And I'll put that data together today as well. This leads on to our focus on writing, that we need to move back to the stage one students and also the seniors and also the pre-SACE students to bring them forward to stage two exams so that we can get our students achieving at a similar level to the like school assessment. And we will also need to continue to work on outcomes for our flexible students, both at those at the main site and those at the CLC and those with hybrid timetables as well.
Awesome. Congratulations, everybody involved. Really, really happy. Great way to finish the year. I hope everybody has a restful and safe New Year period and obviously a very Merry Christmas. I want you all back here ready to go again after a holiday. And in the normal way to finish, this joke has come out of a bonbon, so not sure about the quality. What animals need oiling? Mice, because they squeak. Have a lovely holiday, everybody, and thank you.